Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this beautiful, perfect word that you're giving us about perfect love this morning. Thank you, Lord. We know that this whole idea for your children is all found in you. And then everything about us has already been recorded and it's in your heart. Thank you, Lord, that I mean, this whole world was made because you had mankind and fellowship with you in mind. And so we know that everything's in your hands, Lord. You didn't need us to do anything, Lord. You've done everything and you made this world beautiful and perfect before the deception and man started looking elsewhere. But we thank you, Lord. We look to you now and we thank you. We know everything's in your hands and we know you perfect and your ways are perfect and you sent us a perfect Savior. And thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. Thank you, Jesus, you laid your life down so that we can be now co-heirs with you and partake of everything good. So thank you, Lord, we can enter the rest, the Sabbath, the rest, and cease from our own works and just know you have done everything. Thank you, Jesus. You said it was finished. Death has been dealt with. The devil has been dealt with. Sin has been dealt with. And thank you. Life and life in abundance is given. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 John 4, verse 17 and 18. God is love. When we take up permanent residence in a life of love, we live in God and God lives in us. This way, love has the run of the house, becomes at home and mature in us, so that we free of worry on Judgment Day. Our standing in the world is identical with Christ's. There's no room in love for fear. Well-formed love banishes fear. Since fear is crippling, a fearful life, fear of death, fear of judgment, is one not yet fully formed in love.
You praise God. You know, you got the beautiful picture of Jesus in John 13, and it said he knew where he came from and where he was going. And so that's when he came and he took off his garments and he came and he washed the disciples' feet. And you see, when you know everything has been done, amen, and all is necessary is to serve, to give the revelation, give the love, give the light. And then he explains to Peter, because Peter didn't want him to wash him, and that he says, unless I wash you, I have no part of me. And then Peter says, oh, well, then wash me completely. And then the Lord says something beautiful. He says, when you have been washed, all you need to do is just wash your feet. And guys, that's a reality. We have been justified, cleansed, blessed, washed, made new. Anyone in Christ is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all is new. And that's all that is necessary, is just day by day getting that newness. So that just points out the importance of making it a daily drawing close, taking hold of the goodness of God, so that your feet can be washed, because your feet is what carries the gospel. You carry that gospel. You carry it. You are full. You are full of light. You are full of love. And that's what you also share as you go into the day. And that's what also your testings will always come to try get you away from your faith in a perfect work, a perfect God, a perfect salvation. So that's why it's so important to morning by morning, let the Lord waken your ears so you can see things from his perspective. And this is why also I'll send you that scripture.
That scripture is 1 John 3 verse 2.
We don't yet know what we shall be, but this we know, that when we see him, we shall be like him. And that's the reality, guys. And this deception of only one day seeing the Lord, that's a big problem we've got in this world today. The Lord is, he fills the heavens, all authority has been given to him. He fills the heavens and he fills the earth. And then he says as well, he fills and he strengthens and he revives the heart of the humble, of the lowly, the ones that look to him, draw close to him. He's there to revive you. So we can see the whole thing now, and that it's just like I prayed this morning. When God made this world and he made us to dwell with him, there was nothing that needed to be added. Everything was done. Everything was perfect. And that's the reality of what he has done again in Jesus Christ. That's why it says so beautiful. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, just as he predestined us in Christ before the foundation of the earth. So guys, know God is for you, God is with you, and take hold of that perfect love and stay with the perfect love and walk in that perfect love, because there's nothing can separate you from the love of God. God is for you and he's not against you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.